Welcome to the latest Stockhouse Investor Podcast, where you get up-to-date information on the sectors, the companies, and the trends which are competing for your investment dollars. Today, we'll be speaking with the CEO of Granada Gold, Frank Baza, to get the latest news on its current trenching program. As industry analysts predict the price of gold to start heading northwards, exploration in one of the world's gold hotspots continues to heat up. And Granada Gold Mine has announced that it has just completed its trenching program at its Oquico property, immediately adjacent to its flagship gold property, the Granada Gold Mine, located 5 kilometers south of Rouyn-Noranda, Quebec. Quebec's Abitibi Gold Belt is an area consistently ranked as one of the world's friendliest jurisdictions for gold mining and exploration. On July 10, 2018, the company announced its exploration team had completed the third trench of this program, totaling 85 meters in length with an average width of approximately 1.5 meters, located 150 meters to the east and south of the previous two trenches. Granada has shown interest in the Auk Shear Zone, where the Oquico shaft was sunk. The zone was traced over a 1 kilometer length with an average width of 50 meters. It is also the location of the Burke Vein, where 3 bulk samples were taken in 1938. Grades from those bulk samples averaged 240 grams per ton gold. Stockhouse recently had the opportunity to get an update on Granada Gold Mine's operations from the company president and CEO, Frank Baza. I'm Jeff Nielsen. On behalf of Stockhouse Editorial, I have the pleasure of speaking with Frank Baza. We're here today to get the latest news on Granada Gold Mine and trenching on its Oquico property. Thanks for joining me today, Frank.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm sure investors want to get right to the questions here, so let's get down to it. Now, for newer investors, can you tell us a little bit more about Granada Gold Mine?
Well, Granada Gold Mine is kind of a property we picked up a few years ago on the Cadillac Trend. And what we try to do, we try to take over what I call former producers. As you know, it was a producer in the 30s. It actually produced about 52,000 ounces of gold, high-grade gold at about 10 grams a ton. And then, of course, the mill burnt down. It went through a lot of cultural ownership, so to speak. And then we got a hold of it, and we kind of expanded it. So we spent about almost $60 million. We drilled almost 100,000 meters, and we found a resource, an open-pittable resource, gram plus. You know, and depending how you look at it, in all the categories, 2.6 million ounces at a gram plus. And now we're looking at adding to that. Now, we did some deep drilling early last year, first, second quarter, which is closer to the Cadillac Trend, which is north of where all the shallow drilling we've done, and we intercepted some much welcome high-grade results at depth. So what we're doing right now, we only explored 2 kilometers in the last exploration program. We stepped out to the Oquico, which kind of makes the structure now almost 4 kilometers long, and then we also another mine further east called the Austin Ruin. So what we're just doing is some just surface trenching. We're having a little close look at it. We know that the gold at that area is fairly deep, but we want to see if there's anything close to the surface with the trenching. In addition to the shaft, we also found 2 adits, which were on no maps. Plus, we found a lot of pits, but also not on all the historical maps. But we just completed 3 trenches. After results are pending. And what we found is a fair amount of what we call quartz stockwork. And I mean, there's quartz veins everywhere. So we might do some more trenching, and then we'd like to go into the adit. So we'll ask for permission to open up the adit and also open up the shaft. And the intent is to see what the old-timers did, and then based on that, make a decision either carry on with more trenching or actually go down and start our drill program. In the event of drill program, we'll start. We'll try to target it this fall, and I think after that, we'll just keep on going. And then from there, we'll go to what we call the Genesis Project. This is the area that we drilled the first, second quarter of last year. We found all those high-grade results at depth. So we're trying to add, in this Genesis Project, about 10 to 15 million tons at 4 to 6 grams per ton gold. We have a history of being pretty good at hitting our targets. And our original target was about 2.6 million in all the 3 categories, and we hit it. So we're kind of old school. We've been at this for quite a while, and so we have tendency to being very conservative, very realistic, and we might be able to hit that high-grade zone starting later this year, going into next year. It's about a $21 million program.
So, a robust resource already, lots of exploration potential property-wide, but let's focus here again. What was the specific purpose of the new exploration initiative at Okiko, and what is its scope?
Well, what we're trying to do is expand the zone. Now, I know we have at least 2 kilometers because we spend all that money in the 2 kilometers, 120,000 meters of drilling. Now we want to see if it extends beyond the 2 kilometers. So, Keko makes it almost 4 kilometers, going to Asamoah makes about 5.5. The potential exists that we might have a deposit overall that might give us 5 to 6 million ounces a ton, but we're also looking besides the open pit potential underground. And, we might find something quite significant even out of Keko underground, but we know we have something quite significant in what we call the Genesis project, where we did spend majority of money within that 2 kilometer structure.
So extend strike length and attempt to prove much greater resource potential. Sounds exciting. But let's get to the results. Please pass along some of the highlights from the trenching.
Well, the trenching right now, we didn't have a result yet, but we did see some visible gold. It's still early to say that, you know, we found everything. I don't think we found everything. So there's a fair amount of work. Usually the trenching program would take us quite a while to, and we do multiple trenches, and we found that quite a successful thing, and that's how we found a lot of our drill targets when we did the other drill program when we spent the $60 million coming up with the 2.6 million ounces. So we only did 3 trenches, which is not very much. It's a very large area. So in the 3 trenches, we feel we'll find something, but we're definitely looking at doing more trenching to find more targets.
So visible gold, those two words always perk up the ears of gold mining investors. And certainly there appears to be lots of potential with this new program. But let's look at the overall mining operations. Please provide a brief general update on operations. What's next as you move towards putting the Granada Gold Mine into production?
Well, we're doing multiple things. As you were, we tried to do the rolling start, but we found that because we have such a large quantity of rock to process, the local mills couldn't take it. So we're still looking at doing a rolling start. We're looking at building a mill at our sister property, which is called Canada Cobalt Works, and the intent is to build a 600-ton-per-day mill there and then ship between 600 to 2 million tons there for milling. And then at the same time, we also do the feasibility study. We retain the services of Ausenco, and the intent is to see and assess, can we mine at least 800,000 ounces from the open pit? We actually have what we call a constrained resource instead of 2.6. We brought it down to 800,000 ounces open pitable, and we're looking for them to complete a feasibility study at somewhere between 80 to 100,000 ounces a year for the first 8 to 10 years. And that does not include anything we'll find underground, which we're hoping to find, as indicated before, some high-grade material, 10 to 15 million tons, grading 46 grams a ton.
So significant gold production being targeted over the medium term, and really all you need is to get some milling capacity to get this into gear. But over the long term, what is the corporate vision for GGM?
Well, the intent is to put it into production if we can. And, we're fully permitted now. You know, we went through a permitting process on the downturn when resources were all out. So we got all our permits. And now, you know, if somebody can mill our rock, it's wonderful. Otherwise, we'll mill it ourselves.
Well, that's a lot for investors to digest, so let me produce a summary here. With the current challenging conditions in the gold sector, many investors will be gravitating towards producing mines and advanced stage projects. With high-grade potential, a robust gold resource, and excellent expansion potential, Granada Gold is a strong value option for resource investors. This is Jeff Nielsen. I've been speaking with Frank Bazza, CEO of Granada Gold. Thanks for spending time with me today, Frank.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time. Appreciate it.
And for our listeners, thank you for joining us. As always, investors are reminded to do their own due diligence before making any investment decision.